Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you? And thank you for allowing us to give you a call about this.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'm doing well. I just have this thing I need your advice on.
Yeah, sure. Hit us.
So I'm, you know, kind of messaging you guys just to get your take on this and maybe to reassure me that this is normal, or if it's like a red freak flag that I should be worried about.
Okay.
Basically, I never knew this about my girlfriend, okay? But when she sleeps, she sucks her thumb like a little, like a baby, like a little baby.
Sorry. I saw, I read your message before that, but then when you just said it, it made me laugh, and I'm sorry.
The way you said it is almost like you're like, hey, I can't believe I'm saying these words out loud.
I knew where you were going with it too, but I when hearing you say the words just made me laugh. So I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean, it freaked me out, right, to see this, like, as a grown adult. Like, is this normal? Like, will she grow out of this? And should I bring it up to her? I haven't said anything. I don't know.
Oh, you don't think she knows, maybe?
Well, she's asleep. I mean, she may not know at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It depends on how comfortable you feel with your girlfriend. I mean, like, you could just be like, hey, do you know you suck your thumb in the middle of the night? And
just like that, and then see how she reacts to it. Because I know you don't want to make her feel self-conscious about it if
right.
she really
and,
doesn't know.
And certainly me laughing is not going to help.
No, exactly. Yeah, no.
I feel like, Kelly, we've talked about adult thumb suckers before on the show, haven't we?
But I feel like it was when they were awake and they knew about it. Like, this is different. I you know, it's, you can't control what you're doing when you sleep.
Yeah.
Is it a big enough deal to you? And I guess maybe this is something that you need to just think to yourself. Is it a big enough deal to you that what she does in the middle of the night is going to bother you so much that it's a red flag as opposed to a beige flag or whatever? You know what I mean?
Beige flag.
Yeah, she's great. She really is great. Like, there's really no other issues. I mean, this isn't even really an issue. It's just like,
Like kind of weird.
It's odd. Yes.
Yeah, a little odd. So,
yeah.
I wonder if there are any other adult thumb suckers who might be able to chime in here and.
Yeah.
Or a reason that she's doing it, a way to curb that. Is it like keeping you awake because now you know to look for it?
There's been a few nights I've been kind of like distracted by it. And then I don't know. I guess I'm getting used to it. But I just.
Brett, does she make noise when she does it? Like, nom, 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 nom.
Oh my God. Or like sucking noises?
A little suction sound.
Right here and there. Okay. Right. That would keep me awake.
I'm really sorry for laughing. I shouldn't be doing this. I should be more professional.
It's like snoring. People can't, you know, they don't oftentimes know when they snore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's problematic. And so, but maybe we just kind of treat it like that. But I like Ben's suggestion of just kind of bringing it up like nonchalantly, casually, not accusatory, not like, you're a freak. Why do you do that kind of a tone?
Yeah, that's probably not the way to go about it. But we're already getting some people texting it. I would love to hear some other adult thumb suckers and do they know it? Do they not know it? How do they approach it? What do they want others to know about this habit that they have? So,
well, and we want to be careful not to make her self-conscious, because then she's not going to want to sleep. She'll be like too worried about what's going to happen when she's sleeping. She's not going to like be able to fall asleep until like you're asleep.
Definitely.
Well, Brett, thank you for allowing us to chat with you this fine morning.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. It's nice to talk to someone about this, because I haven't really, I've just kind of been chilling on my own, not knowing what to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get sometimes with things like that, you don't want to necessarily talk to your friends about it because they may all of a sudden judge.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Robin says, look, it's just a comfort thing. It's completely okay. I still sleep with stuffed animals. It's just what she does to make herself go to sleep. So it's not a big deal.
Okay, yeah. And again, she's asleep. And you should be asleep. So technically, just fall asleep and then you won't know she's doing it and then not a big deal, right? Unless she's making the noise. If it's a suckling noise and it's keeping you awake, then maybe we address it.
Another listener, I've sucked my tongue since my mom took my passy away. I'm 25. Sucked my tongue or thumb?
Thumb. It's got to be thumb. I don't know. Okay. How you suck your tongue.
And then says my 10-year-old brother does the same thing. So some tongue suckers there. Thumb okay. suckers. I'm thumb assuming. Suckers, I'm assuming. Yes. I'm assuming she meant to write thumb. All right.
Yeah, Allie says, honestly, if it was me who sucked my thumb at night, I would find it hilarious, would want video evidence.
That's funny.
That's great.
All right. Gina said, there's just something about thumb sucking that calms me down, especially if I'm thinking of solving some problems. I notice I suck my thumb involuntarily.
Well, that's why kids do it. It's a comfort. It's
it's a comfort mechanism. Thing.
It soothes them.
Well, why'd we get out of it then?
Why'd
we get out of it?
Well, I was never a thumb sucker or a pacifier sucker.
No, you did nothing?
No, I did nothing. My sister.
Were you a terrible baby?
I don't think I was a terrible baby. I was kind of a terrible teenager at times. But all my right. sister, she sucked her thumb. Yeah. And she had like this little bump on there. And then my niece, she sucked on the satin trim of these like baby blankets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
And that became problematic as a toddler. The doctor was like, yeah, she's got to stop doing that. She's going to be like ingesting fibers from the blanket.
All right.
But that's not a situation here. And again, she's asleep. So, I don't know. It's not like she's doing this in the middle of the day where other people could see it.
True. I don't see it being a huge deal at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Right. But 502-795-1997, if you're an adult thumb sucker and you'd like to tell us,
don't fret that it's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want people to know about it, right? Is there a stigma? Is there not? Talking thumb sucking. It's 99.7 DJX.
Adult thumb sucking.
That's right. Which, by the way, Brett had messaged us and then we actually talked to him a little bit ago. He was... at first a little weirded out by witnessing his girlfriend sleeping while sucking her thumb.
Yeah, it's kind of like a habit, I guess, she probably doesn't know about as she sleeps.
Yeah, so we were just like casually just be like, hey, do you know you suck your thumb when you sleep? And just kind of leave it at that. Neither one of us think it's a huge deal, a huge red flag or anything like that. So
no, she's not walking around doing it, out when they're having dinner in a restaurant. That would look a little strange.
So adult thumb suckers. Adam says, I'm also an adult thumb sucker, and I've learned that tons of adults still suck their thumbs. And why the heck not? It's okay. Legal. Uh-huh. It's convenient.
Okie dokie.
Safe. Mm-hmm. Doesn't interfere with other space.
Okay.
Effective.
All right.
Useful. Won't kill you.
That is true.
Etc. It's a dang shame. It's not socially acceptable and absurd too.
Okay. I would say maybe make sure we're sanitizing and washing our hands.
I mean, it's your own.
But still, like, if you've just been to the grocery store and your thumb's been touching the cart and all the things at the grocery store, and then you just immediately start sucking on it.
Is that what you're concerned about?
Some germs and stuff. Well, yeah.
You're worried about germs from your hands?
You can get sick doing that. Sure, yeah.
Or you build your immune system even better.
All right, we're back to that. Okay,
We're back to that.
All right, we're so far removed. We don't need to be germaphobes anymore. Okay, got it.
I mean, I'm just,
Well, I'm not going to. That's like, you might as well go lick the grocery cart handle. Are we going to do that? Is that acceptable?
Sounds like a Wheel of Dares bet.
I don't think so, sir.
Lick the grocery cart handle.
That is, you're basically doing that if you just grabbed it with your hands and you're not washing or sanitizing after that. Just might as well just go lick the handle, and then which is essentially licking everything that everybody else had touched the handle before you touched. That's
why don't we make that more socially acceptable? Like, instead of having
grocery carting now, I didn't make a suggestion that we should start doing that. That's not why I said it.
Instead of having those sanitizing wipes,
just lick it. Just lick it clean. All right. Sanitizing cloths cost too much. We're coming back. Just lick it clean. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. and it'll be fine. All right. Well, hey, Brett, hopefully that makes you feel better about this situation.
Yeah, at least she's not licking grocery cart handles.
That's what we can say.
That's what we can say.
That's what we can say.
Count your blessings.
She's just
half full way to look at it.
Yeah, she's just sucking her thumb, not licking grocery carts.
Exactly.
And
there you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Brett. It's 99.
So dumb.
It's 99.7 DJX.